The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Depression, poor grades, these are just some of the conditions linked to sleep deprivation in teenagers. Leading UK schools are hiring sleep coaches to help their students to avoid it. But how are Ireland's teens faring in the snooze stakes? News Talk Sarah Madden reports on Generation Sleepless.
We could all probably do with a little more shut eye.
The lack of sleep is actually a significant public health issue.
Less time spent on the devices and more in REM.
There are elite sleepers who can survive on very little sleep, but that's not for everybody.
But according to leading research, it's our young people who are the most sleep deficient.
Probably about 5-6 hours, maybe 7.
With this generation of teenagers being the most sleep deprived group in history.
A nightmare for principals, a nightmare for the pastoral teams. It's so frustrating to see that.
So why are our adolescents missing out on their full 40 winks?
It's weird, but more interesting stuff comes up on TikTok at night.
What impact is chronic tiredness having on our teens?
Young people who are anxious, with mood problems, young people who self-harm, sleep is a common denominator in all of them.
And when it comes to snooze-supporting policies, has Ireland been asleep at the wheel?
Over half of our young people are not getting the sleep that they ought to. So 56% of our 15 to 16-year-olds report what are chronic levels of lack of sleep.
Emmett Major is the coordinator of research lab Planet Youth.
Every 2 years since 2018, we survey all of the young people at 15 and 16 years old in the 91 schools and centres in Galway, Mayo and Roscommon. The right amount of sleep for a child at this age is going to be in the 8 to 10 hours range. So in the most recent survey, 44% of our children getting 8 hours or more, and 56% of the children getting 7 hours or less, 15% getting 6 hours, and about 8% getting less than 6 hours. About nearly 25% are getting 6 hours or less sleep every night. So if you look at the kids who are getting 8 or 9 hours sleep and compare them to the kids who are getting 7 or 6 or less than 6, the difference, you know, it's utterly remarkable how much more poorly those children with the lack of sleep are doing in all these different areas of their lives. You could say, look at their mental health, it's significantly worse. You could look at their well-being, and it's hugely impacted. Their self-esteem, their self-image, exactly the same picture. Their physical health, their school engagement, all of these aspects of their lives are tightly tied in to how much sleep they're getting.
A few of me and our friends, I'd say in school, we'd all be saying, oh, we're all so tired, I was up till this time, and I was up till that time, couldn't sleep.
Ava, who you just heard, and her friend Caitlin are 16-year-old students preparing for their fifth year in St. Louis Secondary School in Dublin 8.
Yeah, like if I'm getting up for work or like when I'm getting up for school and my alarm goes off at like 6:30, I just sit there and stare at the walls. Like I'd be so tired. Like I'd be in school and like the eyes would be dropping and like I can't function. There'd be the odd time in school where I've put my head on the desk and I fell asleep, or like you'll see it happening with other people around you, or just like leaning against the wall or like just looking tired. I'd say I'd be more like cranky and irritable if I didn't get as much sleep. I'd be more irritable throughout the day. And you know when a teacher's talking and it's like, seriously, if she's still going on about the same thing, when you're tired it's just 10 times worse. It's like, oh, I actually can't listen to this anymore, especially if it's a topic I'm not interested in.
Ava survives on 3 to 5 hours less sleep than is recommended for her age group. Caitlin says she gets a bit more. But what has these teens and others up until the wee hours?
Well, like we, but two of us do dancing together, and usually that'll go on till about 9 most nights. I know that's not that late, but when you come home and you have to have like your shower and everything, I don't be ready for bed till about 11:30-ish. So that keep you up longer if you are trying to go to sleep early. But then nothing really, except for say if I was stressed about something that was happening the next day. Like when we were doing our junior year, probably. But you know when you have exams like that, you're thinking, oh, I need to sleep so I can be properly awake to do this. And that'll keep me up as well, but mainly it's probably just my phone. TikTok and Instagram and then Snapchat sometimes with my friends. I have to actually force myself to put it down and go to sleep.
The use of smartphones at bedtime is pervasive among teenagers. When asked by Planet Youth if students had a phone in their bedroom at night, a whopping 83% of them said they did.
Yeah, there are contradicting researches on the smart use of smart devices or technology or smartphones. We need to work with our body to make sure that we become sleepy. So light is a factor.
Matti Verghese is a sleep physiologist and behavioural sleep therapist in the sleep therapy clinic in Dublin.
I think the bigger factor is actually the stimulation, the mental stimulation from scrolling on the phone. Now, that could be booking holidays or making decisions on what clothes to buy or just general scrolling or social media usage that can cause a lot of stimulation. I think it's individual. Every individual has their own unique sleep need. It's not 8 hours for everybody. And if you're not getting our unique sleep need, and if you're consistently not getting our unique sleep need, we are accumulating a sleep debt. And that's what we can call there is sleep deprivation. You know, somebody could be sleeping only 6 hours and could be completely fine because their own sleep need is only 6 hours.
Matti has more myths to bust when it comes to teens and staying up late.
Sometimes it may appear as a lifestyle factor. It's a choice that they make, but there can be physiological reasons for that. There is a condition called delayed sleep phase, which is they're not able to initiate sleep at 11. If you take 11 as a reasonable time to go to bed and sleep, but they can initiate sleep at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning, and they find it difficult to wake up in the morning at 7 or 8. Instead, they'll be waking up at 10 or 11. And not everyone, but in certain situations, we can call that a delayed sleep phase, which can get labeled as laziness, but it can also be physiological, that the body clock is starting to run a little bit late in teenage years. If we are careful about it, we can adjust the circadian patterns and the sleep phase can be advanced, where instead of falling asleep at 2 a.m., we can bring it forward.
According to guidance counsellor and IGC rep Patricia Harrington, such pains really should be taken by parents when it comes to their sleepless teens.
Over the last 10 years as a guidance counsellor, I've seen sleep deprivation hugely increased. We could see punctuality declining, absenteeism, very slow correspondence to an answer, no homework being completed, a decrease in their grades, you know, starting to drift off asleep in the classroom, mood spiraling out of control, acting out, maybe a complete snap, you know, somebody who might be normally bubbly and very well mannered might snap out of control because they mightn't have slept properly the night before. I also would come down to the factors of eating. You know, food has a ripple effect on your sleep. I also have seen, you know, a huge increase in the amount of energy drinks students are drinking, and that has an effect as well. It seems to be that the whole routine, I suppose maybe I'm sounding older now, but growing up, you know, you would have had your routine, sitting down with a family, having your dinner, having your study time, having your switch off time, having your games, having your communication. That seems to have been lost in some households at the moment. And I know it's quite hard. I know parents are working longer hours and there's different factors and so on. But that's just something that needs to be instilled, because that sleep deprivation can cause, you know, self-harm issues, friendship issues, anger issues, and these all issues lead to addiction and, you know, poor mental health and poor communication and poor relationships down the line. So I definitely think now is the time that we need to act on this very, very fast.
But teenagers are teenagers, after all. And if we adults can't put ourselves to bed at a responsible hour and keep the phone out of the bedroom at night, can we really expect our young people to?
This phones in bedroom thing is more of a parenting issue.
Emmett Major again.
It shouldn't be in bedrooms, really. And that's a big part of the messaging we do with Planet U stuff for the first year parents, to say, listen, collectively, if you work together as a group of parents, do one thing is to get the phones out of bedrooms. Keep bringing that in as a rule, you know, when they're starting secondary school, and trying your best to keep it in as a rule, because you'll do an enormous amount for their well-being and their exam results in a few years' time. From a circadian rhythm point of view, if a child can get any bit of daylight onto them before 11 in the morning, they'll sleep better. That's just the way it works. So, but one thing we could be thinking about is, for example, trying to move PE to first class, or making sure that all of our kids in all our schools are getting outside for first break. So these are things that could be done that don't cost a whole pile, that would potentially make a bit of a difference. Another one might be, well, school start times were not too bad, but even in things that maybe like exam years, where there's possibilities for some of these, like maybe TY kids or fifth year kids, be coming into school at 10 o'clock instead, we would see big benefits for those young people. We need to be talking about sleep more and sleep for our young people more, and prioritizing it more is a problem.
And that report from Sarah
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.